there is an associated 6% mortality with someone who forms their first deep vein thrombosis.
How and why?
There is an association with the conditions that predispose them to forming that clot to begin with. But additionally, some clots break off and embolize and go to your heart and lungs. Common symptoms would include swelling and pain in an arm and leg. Additionally, the skin develops a blue or congested type of appearance to it. Those would be the most classic symptoms, but there are many patients who do not develop these symptoms.
I'm most commonly hearing about this now in connection with people who travel. Is it specifically tied to that, or are we just talking about cases of people sitting still for long periods of time?
Correct. It's the immobility. This can also occur when someone is very critically ill and bedbound, or, for example, when there is immobility because of a fracture.
But in terms of travel, it can't help that when you have people crowded in coach on planes like sardines, that can't help matters.
And a lot of that is related to the fact that we're not flexing our calf muscles. Our calf muscles are very important pumps for getting blood to return to our heart. So when you are immobilized by sitting too long or you wear tight, constrictive clothing, that also impairs flow.
Are some people more prone to this than others?
Yes. There are people that have what we call a hypercoagulable disorder, in which they have a tendency to accumulate clot, either because they form it at an unusual rate or they don't have the ability to reabsorb clot once it's formed. DVT occurs under a condition of a low flow state, for example, when someone is very dehydrated or has a very low blood pressure. It can occur when the vein is traumatized, either bluntly, like a sprain or a blow, or having an IV in place. And then additionally, if that patient or the person has that condition that predisposes them because of an abnormality of the blood itself.
Does pregnancy factor in here somewhere?
In as much as the increased pressure in the pelvis can slow down the flow in your leg, yes, it can.
Are there other conditions you could have that could lead to DVT?
Things like malignancy or in times of stress like sepsis or severe infection.
How do you treat this?
We mostly try to prevent it, trying to avoid times of prolonged immobility, avoiding dehydration, trauma to the veins. In the hospital, we encourage patients to get up and walk as soon as they are able. The more critically ill a patient, the more likely it is that we will actually add a blood thinner to their medication regimen.
So back to people then as they're traveling. What can you do on your own to prevent this?
We encourage people to do heel and toe raises to simulate the action of flexing the calf. Additionally, I recommend that people have a well-fitted compression hosiery to prevent the pooling of blood into the legs.
Compression hosiery?
They are socks that apply pressure so that the natural tendency of gravity to pull blood into your legs is overcome.
Is it best to get up and walk around as opposed to sitting long periods before you board the plane?
Walking before you board the plane and making sure that you avoid dehydration is critical.